This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello everybody, you're listening to Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. I'm Ella, I'm joined by Abby, who's currently on her phone.
I'm tweeting, which you can follow and at Showtime, URN.
Oh, well, yeah, straight in there with the social media links. Yes, you can get in touch with us at any point during the evening. Give us a text on the messaging service at urn1350.net or via the Android app. Or, as Abby said, follow us live. It's very exciting.
Live.
On, as opposed to not live, on Twitter at Showtime URN. And then, like, there's a Facebook page, URN Showtime, but nothing happens on that during the show, so I just do that in the week
because Ella's a professional, whereas I'm just like, you know what, now would be a good time to tweet while the song is ending. Yep, definitely.
When we're like, Abby, the mics are going up, we're about to start talking, like, no response.
Nope.
I just have this horrible feeling that the last tweet you're gonna have sent is me saying the dance is all about the knees.
it may be something to that effect. I'm not at liberty to say.
Share that out. It gives a real insight into how professional we are as
radio hosts.
I was going to say radio people.
Yeah,
we're really professional. This is a great start to the show. Opening for us tonight was Magic to Do from the 2013 revival of Pippin. And the reason I played that is because I've had it in my head because my dad, who does musical theatre amateur shows, is there's a concert coming up put on by Chaos. It's called Out of the Hat. It's got a kind of magic theme and they're opening with that song, and I remember being in the car with my dad and he couldn't remember that song. He didn't know the song at the time. He couldn't remember what it was called and he was trying to guess it, and I just went straight out there, is it Magic to Do from Pippin? And he went, how did you know that?
Psychic.
I'm actually a genius is the truth behind that. But it is a great song, and I'm sure they'll do it really well. Not a lot of nice harmonies and a good knee dance if you were in this studio. Patina Miller, who you just heard there playing the leading player in Pippin when it was revived in 2013. She actually won a Tony for it. Now, she also originated the role of Dolores Van Carte in Sister Act, both on Broadway and in London. Which brings me to, what a segue, Sister Act, which is currently touring the UK with Alexandra Burke in the lead role. Now, it opens in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal tomorrow before moving on to Carlisle. Then it's on to Bradford and then just all over the country, as we have previously established,
because
tours do.
Also, every show is touring.
Yeah, I mean, the first four shows, at least, are touring the UK at some point this year, so look out for that. Now, the show is choreographed by Craig Revel-Horwood, and for that reason, I kind of love it. But at the same time, I'm not sure Alexandra Burke kind of does justice to the show, because she's got quite a poppy voice, whereas everyone who's ever played Dolores Van Cartier hasn't. They've been sort of more musical theatre trained. I mean, Sister Act was basically Patina Miller's first show out of drama school, and she's got a real good voice. I think that I'm kind of comparing them too much in my head, and I know I do that.
Really? Surprised.
I apologise profusely.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything as of yet.
Oh, well, say that.
Which may be useful in a second, but she is very pop-esque, because that's, you know, what she's known for, and that's what she does. So.
And yet again, this is an example of someone who's on X Factor going into musical theatre.
We've got another one.
It's the route in, guys. So yes, as Abby hinted at, we are going to play a song by Alexandra Burke. She recorded and released her version of Fabulous Baby, which is one of the opening numbers in Sister Act. And, well, I'll let you listen to it and then send in your thoughts based on what you think, because I'm not sure it's as good as Patina.
I have thoughts about it.
I have thoughts and or opinions. So this is Alexandra Burke with Fabulous Baby from Sister Act. Fabulous Baby from Sister Act, performed there by Alexandra Burke. It's actually grown on me. I realised I sort of led into it with this very negative thing, and then I was listening, singing along. I'm going, actually, I quite enjoy it now.
I like it. It's just very Alexandra Burke, which is what we were talking about, like, while the song was playing. It's just very much, you can And you can't fault her for having her voice, but also it's not quite what I would expect from a sister
act. I said to Abby, I can see why she did really well in The Bodyguard, which is a musical based on Whitney Houston's music, because she's got that voice already.
Yeah.
And as Abby said, she's very good at warbling.
Yeah.
Which you don't really need in musical
theatre. No, and her voice is very soft. My mum sounds like she's singing along while on a treadmill, and I can kind of see why. It's very, like, there's not quite enough force behind it, I guess.
Yeah. Although I do have this beautiful mental image of all these people on treadmills tomorrow in gyms.
Yes.
Just singing Fabulous
please
Baby.
Please do. If you are on a treadmill tomorrow, please tweet us a picture or something of you singing along.
I would love
this baby.
So love to see that. Our next show also began its first UK tour in a very long time, just the other day. It's Thoroughly Modern Millie, which began playing at Milton Keynes Theatre on Tuesday and finished its run there just yesterday, and is ready to embark on adventure, so to speak, around the country. Now, I love the music of this show, as I've said before. It's composed by Janine Desori, who's just a goddess of musical theatre. I mean, she's responsible for loads of things, most notably probably Fun Home, which took a massive load of Tonys 2 years ago, and is set to come to the West End at some point, so I'm looking forward to that. She's also responsible for Shrek,
as you do,
and of course Thoroughly Modern Millie. I'm gutted that it isn't coming to Nottingham as of yet. I live in hope that they're going to announce it, because
please
if not, I'm just gonna invite myself to Abby's house and be like, hey, it's coming to Leeds. Adopt me. Now, Joanne Clifton from Grimsby, so I love her, and of Strictly Come Dancing fame, is playing Millie in this tour. But we're actually going to revisit the original Broadway production with Sutton Foster tonight. I've played the song on the show before, but it's such a good song, I'm going to play it again. It's a real good dance number, and I'm going to get to practice my tap dancing, I think. So without further ado, from Thoroughly Modern Millie, this is Forget About the Boy.
No canary in a cage for me.
Forget About the Boy, from the 2002 Broadway cast recording of Thoroughly Modern Millie, starring Sutton Foster.
I may have shouted out, oh yes, when the tap dancing started. I just got very excited about that.
There was some interesting, shall we say, tap dancing going on.
That's the
I'm very out of breath
thing to say. Also, yes. No one calls, I mentioned this in the song, no one calls anyone an alley cat anymore, and I quite like to bring that back.
That's Showtime's new goal.
Yes.
Indoctrinate the people.
Please, for your homework basically for this week is to find a treadmill and sing Fabulous Baby on it, and
then when questioned about it, call them an alley cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Please and thank you.
I am not ascribing to those rules. But feel free to if you want. It's a free country. And as I say, you can catch Thoroughly Modern Millie with Joanne Clifton in lots of places around the UK, but not Nottingham. Now, our next show is also starting a tour this year. As we said, seriously, they literally all are.
Yep.
This time, it's everyone's favourite 60s theme tale of resilience. It's Hairspray.
Woo! I like Hairspray a lot. Sorry.
Opinions with Abby Houseman.
That's my opinion on Hairspray. It makes me very happy as a musical.
It is a really good show. Yeah. Yes.
Ella has plenty of opinions on Hairspray, as you can tell.
They're all positive. I can't say anything negative about it, and I just don't know what to say. I can only complain about things, I think we've established on this show. Blumming Ghost the Musical.
Oh, I was wondering when that would be brought up.
Now, Hairspray. It begins its UK tour in August this year, but the reason I bring it up now is because open auditions have actually been announced for the role of Tracy Turnblad. They kind of want... There's a tradition with Hairspray that if they're doing a live production of it, the person they get to play Tracy is just an unknown actress.
It's really good, I think.
It gives people a really nice sort of way in, foot in the door. So if you fancy playing Tracy Turnblad in a UK-wide tour of Hairspray, which Abby and I both like, it's like the best thing you can have. It's really the goal. I mean, people think they want Tonys and Olivier's. No.
They want a mention on Showtime.
So if you fancy playing Tracy Turnblad, get yourself down to Pineapple Dance Studios in London on the 6th of February. That's a week tomorrow. And you can sign up an audition. This is a great show, as we both said, and who am I to prevent it being played on Showtime? So from the 2002 original Broadway cast recording, this is Run and Tell That.
Hey Trace, my mom's pitching a platter party at our record shop off North Avenue.
Now we come to yet another show which is touring, because as we said, All of them are. And this time it's Rent for its 20th anniversary. Now, it's just finished an extended run in London. The last show was yesterday, as far as I'm aware. And then it opens in Devon, I think, on Tuesday. And the tour then begins. Now, I'm very excited because this one actually is coming to Nottingham. And yay. I found out about this last night at sort of 11:45 because I just happened to be Googling Rent, obviously.
As she does.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. It's coming to the Playhouse from the 16th to the 20th of May. And I also found out yesterday, long after I just already decided to include Rent in the playlist this week, that Lucy Jones, who is currently playing Maureen in the tour, is going to be representing us at Eurovision. So
there you go.
Mum played me the song down the phone. Wasn't that impressed, but
then again, it was played down a phone.
It was also very ballady.
Ella
isn't
a fan.
It's a bit like Ghost. just take the person playing Joanne, get the two of them on stage, sing Take Me or Leave Me, and everything will be fine. At least I'll enjoy it.
Yes.
Now, we're going to use the film version of Rent, just because, as I said before, that's kind of the music from it that I know best. Plus, most of the cast in the film were from the original Broadway show anyway, so it's not too far-fetched. Now, this is Adam Pascal and Rosario Dawson, both of whom I love. This is Another Day from Rent. Now, you just heard Adam Pascal singing there. He plays Roger in Rent. He's a washed-up rock musician, and he originated the roles both on Broadway and in the film. And I kind of thoroughly associate him with that role, which is why I can't ever
see him in anything else.
I can't see him as anything else. He plays the guy who replaces Jack Black in the band in School of Rock, and I think that's a very him role. And then you realise that he played Huey Calhoun in Memphis after the go. No,
and he's this very
sort of awkward geeky guy, and I'm like, I can't match it up. What I do want to say is, if ever there's a Bon Jovi musical made, which please God let there be at some point,
I think
Adam Pascal needs to play Bon Jovi, because he even looks like him. It's weird. Now, Adam Pascal has also just joined the cast of show favourite Something Rotten. The musical. Sorry, I gave it a round of applause. I was that excited by it. Something Rotten, as we always say, it's a musical about Nick Bottom trying to write a play to sort of battle rock god Shakespeare. Something Rotten unfortunately played its last show on Broadway at the beginning of January, just after Adam Pascal had taken on the role.
Whoops.
Oops. But it's
happened again. Why does this keep happening?
It will soon be starting on a tour of North America with Adam Pascal playing the role of Shakespeare. So everything's fine. He isn't homeless yet.
This is where we announced that Showtime is going to be moving to like Tennessee or something for the next week so that we can go see it.
Totally would. And I do love this show. And more importantly, I love Christian Ball.
Yes.
Come on, everybody, say it with me. In leather and a goatee. It's all you need to know. I couldn't resist the opportunity to play this oh-so-wonderful song. You guessed it. This is Hard to Be the Bard.
Fortune and fame, everyone knows my name. I can't help it. It's still frickin' hard.
Oh, I love that so much.
And also knows a lot of the words.
Yeah, okay, so there was this moment where I did the full, like,
I am pentameter bit.
That full middle section, word for word, actions, in time. And then I pause, and Abby and I just shared a look, and simultaneously both burst out laughing with the ridiculousness of it. But I love that so much. That was, of course, Hard to Be the Bard from Something Rotten, performed there by the wonderful Christian Ball. Anyway, because I sort of feel like this next song kind of ties in with how flustered I'm feeling at the moment. It comes from David Yazbek's Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. David Yazbek, of course, being the man who also wrote the wonderful Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which I may have been slightly obsessed by last year.
I mean, we mentioned it a little bit, I think.
We only played it on about 7 shows.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, and this song, it comes from the original Broadway cast recording performed here by Sherry Renee Scott, who her counterpart in the West End when it came over was Tamsin Grieg, who was wonderful. Without further ado, this is Lovesick. Lovesick there from Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Really like that song.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, we were going to recreate the conversation because halfway through that I was like, oh, This is really cool. It's kind of odd for Showtime. And Abby goes,
oh, yeah, it's like you were playing a bar and I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is a really cool song.
Which I think shows the kind of bars we go to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where people get up on tables and start singing along to musical theatre songs. They're great places.
There should be a bar like that.
There are places like that. This is entirely off topic. Richard and I already went to one in New York.
Catherine, of course they did.
He and Catherine Ryan. And Catherine Ryan loved it. And Richard and I already looked very uncomfortable for the entire thing. But they sang Seasons of Love from Rent. And I genuinely clapped, sat watching it. I was like, yes, I love this song. Anyway, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. That's very cool. We're not. Now, our next song comes from Alan Menken's Aladdin, which opened in London last year. We've played a couple of songs before from the original Broadway recording featuring James Monroe Iglehart.
Fantastic name.
We love, partly because he's a brilliant performer, partly because he does a funny dance in Memphis the Musical, but mostly because of his name. Yes. And the fact that I couldn't pronounce it at all the first time.
No, we had a lot of conversations about how to pronounce it and then we had to go for it.
It was kind of like Sarah Bareilles, who I know so well how to pronounce her name now that I actually corrected someone the other day.
Hey.
And I was really happy. Yes, James Monroe Iglehart, whose name I've now learned, so I'm going to put it into conversation as much as possible. It has just been confirmed that James Monroe Iglehart will be joining the Broadway cast of Hamilton in April.
So excited.
Playing Lafayette / Thomas Jefferson. I wanted to mention this. We're not going to play Hamilton. We're getting a bit bogged down in Hamilton, so we're not going to play it. But I do want to let everyone know that Hamilton tickets go on sale tomorrow. Get them because the pre-sale sold out very, very quickly. So do try and get Hamilton tickets as soon as possible. The cast for the West End production is gradually being announced and we'll cover that in future weeks. What I will say, though, is that there was a BBC News article saying Hamilton casting announced possibility for Miranda to join the cast. Miranda being Lin-Manuel Miranda, the composer, writer, and the guy who starred as Alexander Hamilton. My mum thinks it means Miranda Hart.
Which, can we talk about how great that would be, though?
That would be wonderful.
Like, comic relief, please.
Yes!
Capitalise on this idea.
Can we get her and Lin-Manuel Miranda to do a sketch? I would
die, though.
I will write it. I will send some emails. This is the new Showtime project. Anyway, love James Monroe Iglehart and think he's the perfect casting for Lafayette, but also for the genie in Aladdin, which is the role he originated, and what we're going to go with tonight. So, without further ado, because it's my favourite thing to say, this is James Monroe Iglehart with Prince Ali. Oh, that was exciting. James Monroe Iglehart with Prince Ali from the original Broadway production of Aladdin.
We're very easily excited.
Hands. I started clicking partway through.
Yeah.
And I then couldn't stop.
And there was 2 minutes left of the song. And then the tempo changed, which was very dramatic.
Now my hands really, really hurt. But I'm going to carry on because I am a consummate professional. As I said, that was from Aladdin. If you're in America, catch James Monroe Iglehart in Hamilton from April. If you're in the UK, catch Aladdin in the West End right now. And check the London cast for Hamilton. And make sure you get your tickets when they go on sale tomorrow because they will sell quickly. Now, as I said earlier, Alan Menken is responsible for the musical of Aladdin and a million other Disney films, basically. But then also musicals, proper musicals such as Sister Act, which you heard earlier, and Newsies, which is our penultimate show of the evening. Now, the reason I bring up Newsies is because they are streaming the Broadway show to select cinemas on the 19th of February. Now, Newsies tells the story of the New York boys, the New York newsboys strike in 1899.
Not easy to say.
No, it's not, particularly when you're very, very out of breath and unfit. As I've said before on the show, it's kind of a cross between Annie, Oliver and the Royal Ballet in terms of staging. The dancing is absolutely incredible. And I really recommend that you go and see it because it is going to be absolutely amazing. Just check it's on at a cinema near you because it's not being shown everywhere. I know that in Nottingham, the best place to go and see it is the Savoy Cinema. As I said, on the 19th, it's going to be great. And in honour of that, I thought we'd play something from the show. And I was going to go for one of the big cast numbers because there are a lot and they're all amazing. But I thought I'd save that for slightly nearer to the date when it's sort of fresh in my mind. Instead, I thought I'd go for this one, which is performed by Cara Lindsay from the original Broadway cast recording, which you will see. It's the original Broadway cast that has been filmed that will be shown to people instead of going all the way over to America. Cara Lindsay is amazing, and this is Watch What Happens. Watch What Happens from Newsies, performed there by Cara Lindsay. Very nearly forgot to turn the mics up because I was singing along. Do go and see the film version of that, which will be streamed to cinemas across the UK on Sunday, 19th of February. It's going to be incredible.
Good listen before showtime, maybe.
Yes. Yes.
Just an idea.
Do that. And unfortunately, that brings us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with us at any point during the week, Twitter, ShowtimeURN, Facebook, URN Showtime. Yeah, send us your requests, shout outs, all that jazz. Now, playing us out tonight, as I said earlier, the fabulous Michael Ball and Alfie Bo. We've had quite an upbeat, dancey show tonight, so we're going to end with something slightly slower. I really love this song, and I think it's performed so well here. And I'd kind of like to dedicate... We lost John Hurt the other day. During the time that Abby and I were watching him in a film, it was really bizarre. So I kind of like to dedicate it to the memory of him and all the people we lost over the past year, including like Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher before Christmas, and all the people we're gonna lose. So that's serious.
Just a blanket
note. This covers
goodbye.
Everything. That's basically it. So thank you so much for listening. This is Tell Me It's Not True.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.